Good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's Prepaid Legal More Success Team conference call. We've got a phenomenal call lined up for you guys tonight, so we're going to jump right into things and go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum 2 Executive Director, Millionaire Club Member, six-figure income earner. But most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy, and first of all, I want to congratulate our More Success team that was actually led by you today at the 6th Annual Nicky Stonecipher Memorial Scholarship Golf Tournament in Ada, Oklahoma. You led our More Success team to victory. I guess you actually won the tournament. Is that right?
Yes, it is. We had a great time out there today.
Why don't you tell everybody just a little bit about what went on out there today?
Well, it's a phenomenal event that, like you said, it's the 6th Annual Nicky Stonecipher Memorial Golf Tournament, and it's a scholarship fund, actually, that was designed to give full ride, full scholarship, tuition board, the whole works to deserving students from the Ada area to attend East Central University, and there's a lot of our More Success team players represented out there. I know saw Harold Pinson out there quite a bit, and Lisa England was out there, and myself, just a whole lot of folks. It was a great time. I think in 6 years they've raised almost $500,000 to the Scholarship Foundation, so it's just a great way to be able to honor Harlan Sholey's Stonecipher's granddaughter, Nikki, that you know, her life was cut so tragically short in that plane crash. But it's a great time out there. We had a great day. I actually contributed a little bit, and we're able to finally, after 6 years, we brought home the first place trophy. So it was a great time, great experience. Good to see all the Prepaid Legal associates and provider law firms and provider lawyers and vendors of Prepaid Legal out there.
Well, congratulations, son. I appreciate you leading our team to victory. Like you say, it's about time we won, and we deserved it. We just finally pulled it out, and it was all because of what you put together. So thank you very much. I am excited about tonight's call. The lady that we have is our special guest speaker. You know, she's actually become a great friend of mine over the last 24-plus years. You know, she is a Miss Enthusiasm, as Mr. Moore calls her. But to introduce her, I want to go right on out to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner. Of course, he's led our More Success team now for the last 26 years, and that's Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy. Randy, you know, first of all, I'm glad that I taught Jeremy how to play golf. It's quite a deal there since I've never hit a golf ball, you know, in my life. And before I start to introduce this fantastic lady, Mr. Wilburn Smith does need your prayers very much so. So I'll leave it at that. She needs your prayers very much so. You know, Randy, this next lady, I tell you, fantastic's not the right word. Energetic's not the word. Enthusiasm, not the right word. I cannot get the right words for this lady. She often says she's my redheaded daughter, and sometimes I believe that's true. You know, she's called me, and we've had long discussions over different certain things. But, you know, Randy, when she started, I actually had the privilege of field training her, and I really didn't do her right. I tried to burn her out, and she could not be burnt out. She you cannot work her out. She's a very hard person. She's a very good worker. She has good work ethic. She has good closing power. She's a great group trainer. It's one thing some people don't know. Even Rob Best was trained in her group training school. Most of all, she's a great team player. She's a platinum executive director. Of course, she's in the Players Club. She's a Millionaire Club member, and I just could go on and on and on all night. I could take up a full 30 minutes just giving her accolades. But most of all, I consider her a very dear and personal friend, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Linda Bowden.
Well, thank you, Ken. And, you know, there just aren't any words to describe me, I'm sure. And I say that.
Indescribable.
I say that with a lot of jest. And really, it's true. You know, I was going to start out the call this evening. I was, you know, thinking back, and, you know, Ken tried to burn me out probably because he knew I was, you know, I was quite the character when I got started in this business. And I don't mean that in too great of a way. I mean, when I first got started, you know, I went to a few meetings. I didn't have any idea of what I was looking at. I had no idea that there was a multi-level marketing component. I had no idea exactly what we were selling. I mean, I guess you could say I didn't know that I didn't even know. And when I started the business, you know, I just really didn't have my head screwed on right. I don't know if any of you out there ever have felt that way. I don't know if any of you out there have ever been negative, but I'll tell you what, I did have a little streak of negativity going on there and some things that really weren't that great going on in my life at the time. Now, you know, I saw prepaid legal, and I thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever seen, but, you know, sometimes when you see the greatest thing that you've ever seen, I don't know if anybody in this call has ever done this before, but you kind of come up with excuses for why you probably can't or won't do that. And Kenneth probably doesn't even know that, but there was a little piece of me that didn't really know how to take the big step that I was getting ready to take. And the wisdom in that will come later, but I'm going to start off this call by saying this. My head wasn't in the right place. I'd gone to a group school in Ada. I flew into that group school in 1988. There was 12 of us that flew in from around the nation. Wilman Smith was one of our trainers. He read the contract to us. I came home from Oklahoma. I was pretty much in Arizona by myself. Everybody had left. I even went out and set up a group. But there was that little nagging doubt inside of me. And a friend of mine, in his wiseness, handed me an audio tape. He was listening to tapes on personal development, and I thought, oh my gosh, who would do that? I mean, why do you need personal development? My goodness, I've been to college, I've been to school, blah, blah, blah. Why would anyone want to listen to personal development? He handed me a tape called The Power of Positive Thinking by Norma Vincent Peale. And one day, I was in my car, and I was driving out to Queen Creek, Arizona. I was going to go out there. For those of you who live in Arizona, Queen Creek used to be like a little horse town, a little crossroad with dairy farms all the way around it. And I was driving out to Queen Creek. And I don't know if any of you on the phone have ever done this before, but I was having a little pity party. I was sitting in my car, and I was whining, and I was feeling sorry for myself. And thank God I was by myself because I polluted the whole car. And I was whining, and I was making noise, and I just was feeling sorry for myself. And I stuck that tape in my cassette tape in my tape player in my car. And one of my excuses, by the way, I will say this, was for not moving to Oklahoma like I knew that I needed to. That was a decision I needed to make, was I needed to move to Oklahoma. And one of my excuses for not moving to Oklahoma was that my car wouldn't make it. So that was a really good excuse. I said, you know, I know why I can't move to Oklahoma and better myself and better my career because my car won't make it. Well, anyhow, I'll go back to putting that tape in the tape player, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norma Vincent Peale, and I'm driving down this country road, and I think there was cotton out there. And I'm driving down this country road. I'm listening to Norma Vincent Peale. I probably didn't hear a word that he said because I was too busy complaining in my brain and having my pity party and feeling sorry for myself and making excuses for why I wasn't going to win, when all of a sudden I came to and I saw a semi-truck. And I saw my little Toyota getting ready to go underneath the back of a semi-truck on a two-lane road. I mean, how can you find a semi-truck on a two-lane road? Well, I did. And at the point of impact, as my car is getting ready to hit the semi-truck, I mean, I really thought to myself, my God, I'm going to be decapitated. At the point of impact, and for those of you who have been in automobile accidents, you know the big banging sound that it makes. At the point of impact, Norman Vincent Peale said, you must put God into your life now. Kaboom. And my whole life changed. I won't tell you the rest of the story about how I got my car, because that's a story in itself, but I got the exact car that I wanted, the exact make, the exact model, the exact color, the exact interior, was sitting in the middle of the grass at the car dealership at 9 o'clock on a Friday night. I had a little thing around my neck, one of those donuts, and I was flying because God had certainly touched me. I handed the guy a credit card. It was all surreal, and I drove out of that parking lot of that car dealership with the very car that I wanted. I put all my worldly possessions out in that car, and I drove to Oklahoma, and that literally changed my life. Literally that accident, that tape changed my life. Well, I hear a lot of people in the company talking about personal development, and they're listening. Everybody, by the way, is listening to all the same stuff. You guys, if you're going to really renew your mind, and I learned this, and I'm not going to mention any words. God put this in my head. Driving out to Oklahoma, and I started hearing this. You must renew your mind. You must renew your mind. You must renew your mind. And I thought, my gosh, what is he talking about? You must renew your mind. I didn't watch TV for 12 years. Didn't read the newspaper. I didn't put any negativity into my head. And I started buying tapes. I didn't have any money, so I would buy them one at a time, and I would listen to them over and over and over and over and over. I listened to Norman Vincent Peale. I listened to Tom Hopkins for 3 years every single day. And How to Master the Art of Selling, that's how I learned how to sell. I listened to him every single day for 3 solid years in my car. I had a tape player in my bathroom. Every day I'd get up and I'd put tapes in, whether it be Zig Ziglar, the Secret of Winning. I mean, you name it, I listened to anything that was positive, anything that was going to change my mind. Because if you change your mind, you're going to change your life. And I literally did that until I began to change. Now, is it over? Uh-uh. Do I have a tape player, actually the CD player, in my bathroom and an iPod now? Absolutely. Do I listen every day? Yes, I do. Because you know what? I'm still under construction, and so are you. We're all still under construction. So I say all that to say this. I've got something here called A Blueprint for Achievement by William Arthur Ward, and maybe I can give you a few things today. Maybe something that I will say will change somebody's life, and it's not because I'm so great or anything like that, but that's how we learn. We learn from listening to other people. So this is called A Blueprint for Achievement. There's 12 little steps in here. I've added my own stuff in between. I've talked about this before, but the reason why I'm doing it again is because a lot of people ask me if I would do it again sometime. Okay, step number one in the Blueprint for Achievement, believe while others are doubting. Boy, that's a good one. You think people are doubting right now? We have a new company that's coming on board. We've got change in the midst, and you know how much we all like change. So step number one is believe while others are doubting. It's all about belief, you guys, believing in yourself, believing in your abilities, believing in your leadership, believing in your company, believing in the dream, believe especially in what you can't see. And all of you have heard this. Believe and it will be done unto you. Believe in what you can't see. Believe in where your business is going to be in 10 or 20 years from now. We're supposed to be able to look forward and really believe that we're going to be where we want to be in 10 or 20 years. Number two is plan while others are playing. In our society today, it is so easy to numb yourself out. You know, numbing yourself out is easy. We numb ourselves out with food. We numb ourselves out with alcohol. We numb ourselves out with drugs, legal and not legal. We numb ourselves out with TV. We just numb ourselves out. And we never plan anything. Never mind planning your business. And it's been said that people spend more time planning their two-week vacation than their whole entire life. Somebody has put more planning into their Memorial Day weekend than they've put into the month of May for their business. They've planned on that vacation, but they've put absolutely zero planning into their life. How do I know? Because I used to do it. You know, so think about that. People spend more time planning their two-week vacation than their whole entire life. Numbing yourself to the possibilities while watching Jersey Shore won't come up with a winning plan for your prepaid legal business or for your life. When would now be a good time to start planning 2011 and beyond? It's still not too late to plan 2011. It's still early in the game, you guys. Number three, study while others are sleeping. You know, if for those of you that have been athletes, you know, coaches used to yell at you and say stuff like, you know, while you're fooling around or while you're sleeping, somebody else is out there practicing, you know. But get the edge while others are sleeping. Become interested in the world. If you become a student of our business, for example, if you become a student of life while others are sleeping or numbing themselves out with alcohol, TV, legal or illegal drugs or just whatever it is they do to numb themselves out, if you become, you know, a student while others are sleeping, just think of what you can do. practice the slight edge. Everybody talks about the slight edge. What an amazing book by Jeff. But we say the slight edge, the slight edge, the slight edge. How many of you are really honestly, look in the mirror and be honest, how many of you are honestly doing the slight edge? Think about it. Practice the slight edge by doing what others are not. Number four, decide while others are delaying. Decision means, this is one of those definitions, I don't know whether it's Greek or Latin or whatever, but decision means to cut off from all other possibilities. That means when you decide, you have made a decision, you have cut off all other possibilities. Decide to stop procrastinating now. How many of you are procrastinators? Oh, my gosh, procrastination. Decide who you want to be and get started. Isn't that fun? Think about it. Decide who you want to be and get started. Okay? Decide what kind of business you want to have and start building. Decide to win on your terms. You know, whose terms are you winning on today? If you're winning at all, are you winning on your terms? Or are you winning on somebody else's terms? Win on your terms. Decide to be here in 10 years and see what happens. Make that decision. You know, I don't really think that I ever really decided to quit. I know some people say I quit 100 times in my business, or I got mad and I quit one day. I don't think I was ever smart enough to quit, even when things were desperate. And things were desperate. Kane could tell you we were pretty desperate in about 1989, but we really didn't quit. It made us slow down a little bit, not Kane, but me. But I never quit. I always had this business in me. I always loved it. Number five. Prepare while others are daydreaming. Are you prepared? What have you prepared for tomorrow for your prepaid legal business? I mean, really think about it. Are you prepared? Prepare without delay. Where are you going? Who are you seeing? Who are you talking to today? Who are you talking to tomorrow? What are you going to do? Especially if you're full-time, do you have a plan for tomorrow, or are you just going to wing it? Be prepared, okay? Preparation will really help you in your business. Okay, begin while others are procrastinating. I know we already talked about procrastination, but guess what? Procrastination is the silent killer of dreams. Think about that. I wish I woulda, I wish I coulda, I shoulda. Procrastination is the silent killer of dreams. If you are a procrastinator and you know who you are, do something about it now. Do something now. Procrastination wasn't really one of my things. I had a lot of other awful things, but procrastination really wasn't one. I used to just jump into something head first and figure out what happened later. But for those of you that are cursed by procrastination, make that decision to stop procrastinating and do something about it now. Think about how much is it costing you. How much is procrastination right now costing your family? How much is it costing your future? Enough said. That's all I'm going to say about it. Stop it right now and start dreaming and doing what you want to do. Number seven, work while others are wishing. Guess what? Oh, this might shock some of you. Probably not, but somebody on the phone might be shocked tonight. This business is work. I know we like to share and we care and we share and we like to go to little meetings and we like to share things and act like it's not work, but it really is. It really is. And guess what? It's sales. It really is because we're selling ourselves every day, but that's another discussion. Hey, this business is work. But you know what? You know what? I'll tell you what I learned, and I don't even know who I learned this from. I love work because it's fun. Think about it. If you loved work because it was fun, how would that change your life? I love work because it's fun. I work all the time because I've made it fun. Now, I learned this from somebody on some tape some years ago. I have absolutely no clue to where I figured this one out, but I now equate work with fun. So when I'm working, I'm really having fun. Try it on for size. If your multi-million-dollar producing business was fun to build because you turned work into fun, what kind of business could you have? Try it tomorrow, you know, and see what happens. Work equals fun and see what happens. An amazing work ethic is the key to having an amazing life. Just ask Kenneth Moore, our leader. Amazing work ethic. You know, Wilbur Smith, amazing work ethic. Harlan Stonesign for amazing work ethic. Those are our leaders. Remember, we're supposed to believe in our leaders. We'll believe in their work ethic is how our company has gotten to where it is today. All right, number eight, save while others are wasting. We could take this term a whole bunch of different ways, but here's what I thought, okay? I saw the term or the sentence, save while others are wasting. Save the world. Save the planet. Save yourself. Can you save an associate today? Can you empower someone today? Can you sell a membership? Can you help change a life? Save while others are wasting. Number nine, listen while others are talking. You know, a wise man said, and I remember Tom Hopkins yelling at this at me for about 3 years on tape, a wise man once said, we have two ears and one mouth for a reason. And that's a tough one for me, you guys. I struggle with that. I really do. That's one of the things that I've always struggled with, because I just want to talk. We have two ears and a mouth for a reason. What or who can you listen to today that can change your life? What have you learned today? Who have you really heard today? You know, we all go on this type of listening. I can't think of what it's called, passive listening, where we're not really listening at all. And then, you know, if you're married to a woman, we're always talking, and you're passively listening. You don't hear a tenth of what we say. But who have you really heard today? What is the most positive thing that you can listen to tomorrow? What is the most positive thing that you can listen to tomorrow? I already know what I'm going to listen to, because I'm big time into my mind renewal right now. Big time to starting to change my mind. Remember, change your mind, change your life. How can you renew your mind? What can you listen to? Listen to positive material and change who you are. Number 10, smile while others are pouting. I like this one. Have you found out sometimes that it's so much easier to be negative than to be positive? I mean, honestly, this is a struggle for me. Has anybody else besides me, I'm raising my hand, have you found out that sometimes it's just so much easier to be negative? I want to be negative. I want to say all these dreadful things. It really takes work to be positive in a negative promoting world. We love negativity. We love gossip. We love the next person to fall off the ladder of success or whatever in the world happens. It's really tough to be the smiler when others are pouting. Really, think about this. Smilers win. The smiling people are winning. A smiling person can light up a room. Who do you know right now that walk into a room, they're smiling, they've got amazing charisma, they've got personal power. A smiling person can light up a room and attract the right people. You can attract the right people. A smiling voice can light up a phone line. For those of you that work the phones, are you smiling and dialing? Or is that the 10,000-pound phone that I hear about? I love to smile and dial. I'm on the phone all day long. It's fun. I'm usually smiling and dialing. A smiling voice can attract the right kind of people. You can attract the right kind of people in your business by being a smiling person, a smiling voice, a smiling person. If you don't feel like smiling, take it till you make it, fake it till you make it, and you'll win big. Even on those days when you really don't feel like it, you really feel like spewing out whatever it is that you're thinking. And I honestly, that's something that I work on. I have to work on that. And most days it's not hard, but every once in a while I just want to go out and, you know, fill up that garbage bag with all these ugly things that I feel like saying. It's craziness, but I'll bet there's other people that are on the line right now that are thinking that have actually done the same thing. Okay, number 11, command while others are criticizing. What can you say that is positive today? Okay, what can you say that's positive today? I swear to God, Kenneth Moore is probably one of those people. I mean, you can be saying anything and everything, and he's still positive. He's always positive. And sometimes, you know, those positive people, don't they make you just kind of crazy because they're always up? But, man, what a tough thing to do. Magnetize your mind to be positive. How every time you have a negative, how do you do this? Really, every time you have a negative thought, you got to change channels. And I know this sounds kind of crazy, but there's a technique that I learned a while back, and we teach this. When you have a negative thing enter your mind, you snap your fingers and you yell at the same time as snapping your fingers, cancel. When you have a bad thought, you know, let's just stand and do that right now. It's kind of a crazy thing to do, but you snap your fingers and you yell cancel. You are canceling that bad thought. you're starting to program your mind by canceling bad thoughts. And then you change it to a positive thought. Stay positive, and you'll definitely be more productive. And finally, number 12, I'll stop ranting after this, but persist while others are quitting. Oh, my goodness. Especially now. Now, while the economy is questionable, now when our business is changing, now when the whole world is changing and going crazy and all kinds of things are going on, this is the time. There's never been a better time that I can think of to persist while others are quitting. If you persist now, if you stay your course, if you plant your feet and you don't quit, I don't care what's going on in your business. I don't care what's going on in your life. We've all been there. Persist while others are quitting. Because, you guys, it is so easy to quit. Have you noticed the theme here? It's really, really hard to do the good things. It's really easy to do the bad things. It's so easy to quit, which is why so many people don't win. Okay? Success in this business comes from never quitting. Seriously. If you hang in there, I swear, if you hang in there, renewals will come, good things will come, you'll meet great people, your life will change. There's all kinds of things that can happen. You know, if something is not working, don't quit. Find a new way. Change your mindset. Change your mind and change your life. And as Ken would say, or I would say, or Randy would say, be here in 10 years.
Mr. Moore?
Well, Randy, I tell you, that was powerful, was it not?
Absolutely.
I mean, I was soaking that in. That Linda is a very positive person. She's a very powerful person, and I appreciate her. Linda, we appreciate everything you do for the team. We appreciate the advice, and I know there's a lot of people listening to it tonight. I've taken a lot of notes, and you're right. We just got to stay positive, stay after it, and for heaven's sake, don't quit. You know, changes are there. We go with those changes. We make them fit what we're doing, but we keep them in a positive mode. And when everybody else says, I give up, we say, well, we're just getting started. Right, Randy?
Absolutely. Linda, I want to tell you, you know, in front of everyone tonight, just how proud we are to have you on the team. There's very few people that I know of personally have as much network marketing experience as you do. And you've just always been there to support our team. And I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you being our special guest speaker tonight.
Well, it's always my pleasure. It always is. I feel like I learn so much when I'm talking to all of you. So I had a great time doing it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Linda. Thank you so very much.
You're so very welcome.
All right. Thank you very much, Ms. Bowden, for being on. Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you, sir.
Well, Randy, it's been a great call tonight. I hope everyone's listening. Now, next Monday night, Ms. Melanie Lawson will be on. She's going to be talking about residual income, and I know that's a favorite subject of yours. It's a favorite subject of mine. I know it's a favorite subject of Linda's and Jeremy's. So next Monday night, Melanie Lawson, right from the corporate home office, is going over residual incomes with us, because a lot of you say you understand it, some say you don't, some believe in it, some doesn't believe in it, but I'm telling you, folks, it's real. And like the old boy said, how sweet it is. Now, Randy, I think we've had a good call tonight, but I think we'll end it with one more time. And be sure and pray for Wilmer Smith, and then I want to say how much I appreciate everybody on the call. Remember, we're just one great puzzle. If one of us doesn't get in the slot we're destined for, the puzzle's not complete. So let's complete the puzzle. Let's be very positive about what we do. Let's keep trusting God, putting him first, putting the family second. Let's keep putting prepaid third. And just keep the wind to her back and a smile on her face. Good night, and God bless you.
Good night, everyone.